I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 43. In today's Positive Thursday topic, I'm going to talk about self-care and also celebrating yourself every day. It's going to be me time, you time. Thursday. Welcome to those of you who are joining me on this Positive Thursday for the first time. Thank you. And today's Positive Thursday topic, I'm just talking about something that everybody can relate to. And what I'm talking about is as far as self-care, taking care of yourself first, making sure that you're okay. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you know, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Especially if you're someone like, you know, that, you know, that's running around. Like, what I mean by that is if you're someone that wears many different hats and, you know, you're taking care of your family, friends, and, you know, you're doing this and that, and then you forget about yourself, which is nothing wrong with that, because I've always been the kind of person that always, I am the kind of woman that always, you know, wear multiple hats and, you know, try to take care of this person and that person. Well, I used to. I still do. But I have balanced down in my life. And the last couple of weeks, everyone has been so hectic for me between working, you know, working on different projects and, you know, just doing other things. It can kind of like catch up with you. So I had to, you know, get some extra rest because I'm an early woman. I'm an early person. I be getting up 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I have a morning routine. I go to the gym. I pray and everything like that. But sometimes our body tells us to, and it talks to us and tells us, look, we got to slow down. And it's okay to take a break. You know, it's okay to not get up the certain time that you're supposed to, you know, the, just to have that me time. It's a good feeling, you know, because, you know, I want to say to each, also, I want to say to each one of you that's been working hard, you know, and trying to change your life in a positive way. You have a business or anything that you're trying to do to better yourself. I want to say congratulations and keep pushing forward and being your best and giving yourself a pat on the back because you deserve it. Every little process and every little step that we take, you're trying to do in life, you are doing an awesome job. You know, even if it's not perfect, it's okay. You brush yourself off and get back up. We all make some mistakes. And I can even say for myself is that I can find myself, I can be critical, you know, within myself sometimes as well too. But then, you know, I got to also say, you know what, look at how far God has brought me from and think about all the small accomplishments that I have achieved in my life when it was difficult time, things that was happening, and I still was able to accomplish those small things with God in my life and my determination. And I say, and I give myself a hand, yay! And y'all should give each one of yourselves a hand just for just trying to be the best in your life. You know, if you so especially for you single moms, if you're a single mom and you raising your kids and you working or just wearing multiple hats, I know it can be a really hard job. I want to say, you know, bravo to y'all because I'm a single mom. You know, my kid's dad passed away in 2002 from a lupus, which was my husband. And from that point on, I had to raise my kids on my own. But my mom also helped me too. So I thank God for her. And I say, you know, sometimes in life, you know, we run. And it's a lot of things that we try to run away from. I know everybody's situation is different. And we try not to face certain things in life. And we feel like we're alone when we're facing hardships and hard times. And especially more so if you're someone, you know, that's trying to better your life and you're trying to shred out all the old things and you're trying to better your life every day. It could be even more challenging. But for those of you that has been pushing forward to better your life, whether it's losing weight, trying to strengthen your faith, you know, trying to help others, keep pushing. I know with all these, you know, everything's been going on with the COVID-19 and a lot of people passing away unexpectedly. And, you know, just trying to just make it every day, it can be a really struggle. And if you up this morning or wherever you at in this world, I don't know where you at, you know, you have a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, even if you made a terrible mistake, whether it happened like years ago or so forth, and you're trying to pick yourself back up, you know, from that situation, it's okay. You know, I can tell y'all so many things and situations I have made myself. Let me tell you, I'm gonna share one of the stories with y'all. So I was dating this one guy. This was like years ago. I thought he was the one. And at that time, I was in a low point in my life. You know, I lost myself. I didn't know who I was, you know. I was like stuck in this, like, how can I say it? Like in this zone, you know, of a whole different person that I didn't even know. And the guy that I was dating, I thought he was that special one. It turned out that he wasn't. And I did everything I can to keep the relationship together. And it didn't work out. It was a mess. It was a whole mess. And I thought he was messing around with all these different females, which he was. And I wound up getting in a situation with a neighbor that lived in my area. I thought that he was messing around with her. It was a lot of just crazy stuff. And that happened a couple of years ago. So when I reflect back on silly stuff like that and other situations in my life, and I say, you know what? I thank God that them things happened in my life because it helped strengthen me and it helped me see, you know, that I needed some self-work within myself and self-care. And it goes back to how are you going to love somebody if you can't love yourself? And so I learned a lot, not only from that, but other things in my life as well, too. And I learned how to self-care more because I'm a Virgo. Any Virgos on here? They got a birthday coming up. Hey, Virgo season, let's go. Do I got any Virgos tuning in today? So anyway, you know, for those of you who are Virgos, you know that we are nurturers. We help people, you know, we love helping people and, you know, we givers. Like myself, I can say I'm a giver. I love helping people, but also I learned now where I'm at in my life, how to balance that out. Cause before it was no limit and I didn't have, and what I mean by no limit, I used to say yes to everything and I used to help, but I used to forget about myself and it was so bad to the point to where as though I didn't know who I was anymore. So I had to find balance in that. And, you know, now I'm, you know, right now while I'm in my life right now, I'm more and more settled a little bit, even though it's still a lot more things that needs to be worked on within myself. And I'm trying to better myself and still pray and let go of some old, you know, habits that I got to shred, like certain things, like a mindset, a way of thinking in certain ways. But talking to each one of you on this podcast, I love it. I love talking to each one of you because I believe that we all have a story and we never know who life we may change. And if you made a mistake and did something crazy or silly, it's okay because we all make some mistakes. And if you're just trying to change and trying to better your life, keep pushing one forward, step by step. I like that song by Mary Mary. Y'all ever heard that song by Mary Mary? Walking, keep on, I keep me walking. I don't want to mess the song up, but it's a song by Mary Mary, a group of gospel singers. I love them ladies. They are so inspirational. The song called Walking. And that's what you got to do in life. You got to pace yourself and take one step at a time. So I want to ask y'all, what do y'all do to, like, if y'all have like a stressful day, listeners, like what do y'all do to like unwind, like to do like that self-care? You know, like do you drink wine? Like do you just shut down your phones and watch a good music or listen to some music? I would love to hear your feedback of what y'all do to self-care for each one of yourself. You know, as far as like when you feel like, you know, you just want that me time. You know, send me an email on this podcast. I'm going to give you my email information and you can send me a message on here as well too. So we all need to take care of ourselves. You know, the small things, you know, I mean, like even if it's just like, you know, I know, like, for those of you who have, like, maybe have, like, little kids or something like that, and you want to just get away for, like, just 5 minutes, and if they're younger kids, you can just lay down and, like, take a nap. I'm not taking a nap, excuse me. While they're taking a nap, you can just, like, you know, listen to some music or some jazz. You know, that's like a good way to relax and unwind, or pray, or whatever you feel as though that may, you know, suit you. Because life is so hard. It can be really hard, but it is what you make it. It is what you make it. It really is. And I really believe that. I really believe that. So this year is almost over with. We're in the end of August. Labor Day is September the 7th. That is so fast. Y'all have any plans for that? Like, what are y'all doing on this upcoming Labor Day? So Labor Day is coming up Monday. I was about to say June. It's not Friday yet. I didn't have it break everyone. So Labor Day is coming up, actually, September the 7th, Monday. So it's like less than 2 weeks. Do y'all have any plans? I know that some things are it's still open, but I want each one of you to be safe for y'all side. Y'all want to go out on a beach, not the beach as far as the boardwalk, or just anything you choose to do, especially if it's like not a lot of people, but like a gathering of people, certain people. Still wear your masks. Still practice social still practice social distancing. So for myself, I think I'm going to go, down to the boardwalk just to walk and just to, you know, get some air. I'm gonna be wearing my mask as well too, and wear like a nice cute little dress and some comfortable flat shoes, and, you know, just enjoy the moment, enjoy life, because life is too short. I just had a cousin that passed away. This is a lot of people in my family passed away this year. It's just been like crazy, and I know y'all probably know had some family or close people that, you know, have passed away as well too. And that's why I said we have to live our life to the fullest and take care of ourselves. Like, if you haven't been to a doctor's appointment, make your doctor's appointment. Like, even just do it. If you have a lot that you have to do, right, like eye care or dentist, do it. You know, just take one appointment at a time because, you know, that's what I'm doing myself too. Like, I just went to see my primary doctor, and I gotta get blood work, I gotta get go to my GYN. So I'm going to do all that stuff. I'm going to get my breast exam, everything. Because I know that in order for me to do everything that I want to do, I have to take care of myself. And I'm going to take care of myself. And I'm going to make sure I'm okay and put God first and put me first and make sure that I'm okay spiritually, physically, and mentally. And to be honest with y'all, I'm kind of like a perfectionist. And I'm a kind of woman that wear multiple hats, but also what I'm learning is to have balance and to take care of myself. Because remember, I had mentioned to you in the beginning of the podcast, like how I get up like really early, like 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. I have a morning routine and I work out. Well, this whole week, I didn't do no working out this week. My body, you know, was telling me like to relax, because I was having like little aches and stuff like that. And I just felt like drained a little bit. So I gave myself permission to go, you know, to get that extra sleep and not feel guilty about it, because my body needed it. And I'm glad I did. And I'm glad I slept a little late. I'm glad I didn't go to the gym, because I go all the time, because I'm into health and fitness. And just taking it easy. And our body will tell us that we need to slow down and, you know, take it easy. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it easy and take care of myself and not feel guilty about it. And I'm getting a pedicure and a refill. But enough about me. I want to finish talking to each one of you, and I want to make sure that each one of you are staying healthy and taking care of yourself, because I truly care about each one of you. I know I don't know y'all personally, but that's the kind of person I am. I love, inspiring people and helping others, and I want y'all all to be healthy and take care of yourself and treat yourself, even if it's just something small, to like a meal that you like, you know, buy it, you know, or even make it at home, or just something that's going to make you feel better, do it. And if you have that you have a book that you want to write or go back to school, do it. Don't wait, do it. Don't procrastinate, don't worry about what other people may be saying or thinking. Do what you know that's within your heart, you know, that you know that's going to fit you better. And if you're not for sure, pray and sit still. And also get a journal, like a book, to write your thoughts down, because writing is so healthy and so true. How you say that word? Therapeutic. I know, everyone, my words is getting so broken up. I didn't have a drink. It's not Friday yet. Tomorrow is Friday. This week went by so fast. It went by so fast. Did any of you catch up on the presidential, speeches and stuff with the Republicans, also the Democrats? And it should be interesting. It should be interesting, this upcoming election. So I'm looking forward to seeing, who's going to win. I already know who I want to win, but I'm not going to go there, though. But we'll see. But getting back to the main topic for this Positive Thursday, celebrating yourself every day is important. And I know we struggle each day to want to do certain things. Even as just being your true self, being you. I know a lot of people struggle with self-acceptance and being afraid of being rejected, and people talking about you. And it's, and you're not alone, because I've been through that for so many years of my life. Growing up, I was always the outcast. I always felt like an outcast. And as I got a little bit older, I got more mature, and I'm learning how to be more comfortable in my skin and not worrying about, what other people may think. And I just want to say to each one of you that's still struggling with that self-acceptance, understand this, that we are all born different, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you're always going to have someone say something, you have something to say, but you can't control what others may say or think. It's what you think or say. I mean, it's what you think about yourself. That's what matters the most. And how that saying, it says, whatever your focus is, that's what your energy is going to go to. So if your focus is on something negative, your energy is going to go into something negative. But if you focus your energy on something positive and the best things in your life, it gives you energy to maintain and to stand into any situation. It helps you to stand and face and focus when you focus your energy on things that's negative, it drains your energy and what other people may say or other things that you have no control of. But when you learn how to let go and shift your energy into positive things, blessings, it helps you to sustain and stand strong within yourself and gives you the inner strength and the power to not only be you, but also strengthen your faith and helps you to move forward into the things you want in your life and to a happier life. But on a lighter note, everyone, I want to play some feel-good music, some music that want to make you want to get up and dance and celebrate yourself, because you deserve it. Give yourself a hand. Y'all deserve it. Y'all are amazing. And y'all know that already. You're probably like, yeah, I know that, Zuri. But I'm saying it. Y'all are amazing. If you're not perfect, it's okay. We all not perfect. Y'all are amazing. Give yourself a hand.
Yes. It takes two to make a thing go right.
Getting back, everyone. I know y'all moving. Y'all should see me, y'all. I am moving nothing here. But yes, get up and dance. Even if you can't dance, do a two-step. You cannot go wrong with that. Celebrate yourself. Clap your hands and celebrate yourself. I am proud of you. You should be proud of you. If you woke up this morning in your right mind, if you're here today, that's a lot to be celebrating for. I want to keep y'all encouraged and say this as I close out. This is what I want to say. Continue to move forward into anything you want to do in life. If it's that purpose, that life purpose, or something that you're trying to achieve in your life, remember, small steps lead to big wins. It may not be perfect on this road, on this journey in life, but if you keep stepping, putting your foot one in front of the other, it's possible. You are unique. You are beautiful in your own way. With your flaws and all, you fall, just keep picking yourself back up and brushing yourself off and take care of yourself. Do the small things that's going to make you feel good within and on the outside. Stay prayed up. Keep the faith. Believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is not. And remember that everyone is not going to be with you on this journey or going to be for you. And remember that it's okay, because self-love is the key. Faith is the key. Family is the key. Living in the now and moving backwards. Excuse me, I said moving backwards. And it's moving in the now and moving forward. Keep people around you that want to see you win, that's supportive. Anything toxic or anything that's going to hold you back, release it. And also, I want to say this. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday had inspired each one of you. I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. And I want to hear your stories about, you know, what are you doing to celebrate yourself every day and, you know, doing self-care, like self-caring for yourself first. I want to hear your stories. So you can send me a message on this podcast. Also, you can send me an email at zoeflower8@gmail.com and share this podcast with others, because it is powers and up numbers. Follow me on Twitter, zoeflower8 Twitter. And also, excuse me, Zoe, let me say that all over again. Let me slow down. I didn't have a drink, everyone. It's not Friday. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And follow me on Instagram, ZoeFlower8 at Instagram. ZoeFlower8 Instagram. That's my Instagram page. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, ZoeFlower YouTube page. And check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on a Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page as well, too. And I want to say God bless each one of you. And have a beautiful rest of the week. Stay safe. And remember this. Self-care is the key to everyday life. And a healthier life. And celebrate yourself every day. Small wins, small process is the best way to go. God bless y'all.
The guys, the girls, I want the junkies, this is raw-based world. I'm on a mission. You better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about this and cause.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
I stand alone, don't need anyone. Cause I'm raw, just came to have fun. Don't need friends that act like foes, cause I'm raw faced. The one who knows about things that makes you get weary. Don't hear me, just hear me out, cause I got the clout. Shout before I turn the party out. I won't stutter, project my voice, speak clearly, so you can be my choice on stage or on record. Go to the whiz and select it. Take it off the rack and the rack to the back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So throw up your hands. Choice on stage or on record. Go to the whiz